Extremely local news now, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Seamus Toomey with our Block Club Chicago report. And as if the expensive airfares weren't bad enough, now it's going to cost us more to drive to the airport, won't it, Seamus?
Good morning, Bob. Yes, it will, beginning January 1st. The tolls are going up around the Chicago area. Great news, huh? The Tollway Board voted yesterday unanimously to hike tolls. It's sort of a mixed bag of how much, but none of them are staying the same. It's still a better deal to use iPass. If you use the automated system, you're looking at roughly about a 45-cent increase for most tolls. For example, the ones around O'Hare, if you use iPass now, it's 75 cents. January 1st, it'll go up to $1.20. If you use the online system where you just drive through and you pay later, that is going to be up to from 150 to 180. And some of the other ones, away from the airport are also going up by about 45 cents. So yes, I use the iPass, so if you beg me to tell you how much it costs, I usually don't know, because it just replenishes my card whenever I run it out. Mm-hmm. And that's probably part of the plan as well. But so it's this is going to raise about they're hoping to get about $25 billion from this over the years to continue rebuilding, fixing bridges, and building that western access to O'Hare, which they're calling it the 490 and the 390 interchange. So yes, more construction and more tolls. There you go, Bob. Yeah, good news.
More rate hikes every 2 years too. In Hegwisch, we have word of a new fishing pier and kayak launch coming soon, huh?
Right, I buried some good news in here. This is a cool little project. It's been going on for about 9 years because, as you can imagine, there's so many different agencies involved, and a lot of them had other things going on the last 5 years or so. But they got it done. They're going to officially cut the ribbon on it and have a ceremony tomorrow. This is the Powers State Recreation Park. It's sort of a local favorite for folks that live in the Hegwisch area on the southeast side. 129th and Avenue O, if you're plugging it into GPS. And it's got a kayak launch. It's got a fishing pier. They're going to have a Take Your Kids Fishing Day event tomorrow where they're going to have some free poles. But they may be all running out by the time you get there, so you might have to get there early. Starts at 9 a.m. But just really trying to get kids in that area interested, certainly in kayaking, canoeing, but also, getting out there and fishing. There's there's bluegill in those waters, largemouth bass. They're just sort of an activity for parents to get their kids involved so they can do this for years to come. So cool project. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it took a lot of work and a lot of agencies, but they got it done, and the photos that we went down there and took looked beautiful. Looks like a fun spot to hang out on a Saturday morning.
Check it out, blockclubchicago.org, if you want to see those pictures. Finally, what's next for the Ford City Mall? What's the latest?
Yes, this has been an ongoing thing. The mall closed. There's a probably going to be demolished, and it took a big step towards going that yesterday. A big city panel, the City Plan Commission, approved the plan to knock down the 60-year-old mall and replace it with industrial buildings. They don't know exactly who's going to fill these, but they're trying desperately to use that space. The politicians down there really want, they don't want a vacant mall sitting there for another 60 years. So they basically said, well, we're happy to get some businesses there, even if it's not something that necessarily our neighbors can go and shop every day. There are not going to be tons of jobs, but there's going to be construction jobs and some future jobs at this industrial park. So yes, it looks like this is that mall at 76 and Cicero, and it could be done by 2028 if it goes as scheduled. But they're talking about between the demolition and all the building of these 40 these 45 four-story buildings was going to be about $200 million. So Ford City Mall is no more. You might start seeing the demolition work going on there in the next year or so.
Seamus Toomey at Block Club Chicago. Thank you. Have a good one.